Okay, I'm ready to do the first
part. All right, welcome to the 48th episode of Charlie and Me.
You got me dirty.
I got you on that one. We have an exciting show lined up for everyone here. It should be a good time.
It's going to be a mystery, Grant. It's going to be a mystery.
We know about as far as we're going on this as you guys do, so we're pretty excited.
So buckle up.
If you're not our friends and family, we don't know why the fuck you're listening, but thank you. We appreciate it.
Whoa, throwing in the profanity.
Pardon me. Pew, pew, pew. If you are our friends and family, enjoy our voices for the next 30 minutes or so, and then you can just tweet at us.
At Charlie and Me, I think. At underscore Charlie and Me. There we go.
At underscore Charlie and Me. Good luck. We look forward to your responses. It's going to be a very interesting show, and for all those people that were very busy today, thank you.
We personally respond to every DM, so.
Every DM we personally look at and respond to. That's actually true. That is true. We don't have a publicity manager yet.
We might throw a joke in there for you.
Could be a good joke. Could be maybe a shout out. Maybe a shout out.
We'll probably talk about it because our lives aren't that exciting.
Yeah, and not very many people reach out to us. our DMs are pretty lacking.
That's our plea for attention.
Yes.
We're kind of millennials in that sense, I guess.
Before we go too far, I just want to state that that was the most boring game I've ever watched on Sunday.
There was a game on Sunday?
Yeah. I thought it was just a mix of commercials and then like staring at an empty field. That was basically what I was watching.
Hey, those punters really played the field position game very
longest
well.
Punt in history. That was pretty cool, I guess.
Johnny Hecker.
The best part about it is the punt is going to be irrelevant eventually, so who really... Why?
Really? You think so? I don't.
I don't know. I think they're going to get rid of kicking at some point in the future. People hate... Dude,
it provides like the most uncertainty in the game. You got to have it.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but there's big talk.
Yes, you very much are disagreeing with me on this.
I'm not saying that it's not the most uncertain thing, and I like it. I like the kick, but I got a feeling some people are going to just want it out. Think about if you're look at like three of the teams that lost in the playoffs. If you're three of those teams, you just wish there wasn't kicks at all.
It's part of the game, though. It's like missing a block.
I get it, but
you're just wrong.
I'm just repeating what I've heard.
Yeah.
From my good friend, me and Roger have been talking a lot.
Isn't it? You gotta stop hanging around your idiot friends.
Roger.
Statement stands.
Fair.
Also, I don't know. I checked Uber right after the game.
Yeah.
Guess how much 6 mile Uber ride that was gonna take 15 minutes cost.
6 miles, 15 minutes, $25.
$63.
After the game? No way.
Yeah. I'm just gonna chill out here for a little bit. Oh, that's okay. Oh, I'm not gonna pay $60 for an Uber ride.
God, that's crazy. They have Uber rewards now.
Yeah, I got that notification. I'm not happy they could send me push notifications.
I didn't realize they could do that either, but I guess when your driver arrives, they send you push notifications.
They send you text messages.
No, they send you push notifications now. It's not a text message.
Oh, I used to get text messages. I got text messages this weekend.
It's all done throughout the app, basically, now. I mean, maybe old school guys who haven't updated their Uber app in a while.
That's me. Actually, that's a lot.
It could have been your driver, too, though.
Could have been. Damn.
I signed up for awards. I got the push notification, was very interested, so I started looking at it, and then it was all free, and I was like, screw it. And then I got rewards for all my past trips since August, so I'm already a gold member. It's not refunds, yeah, it just goes to your status. So instead of starting out at like the blue member, I'm a gold member. Not a big deal, guys. What's your deal?
What's your Uber?
My rating? I don't know, I'll look it up. What's yours?
What's compare ratings? I'm a 4.89.
Ooh. I had someone puke in an Uber once, so I'm not sure. No names. 4.81. You got me. Good for you. I'll try to get that up. Are you one of those people that ask for 5 stars?
No.
You seem like you could be.
I'm very much really appreciate the ride, man. Have a good one.
Mine's like, hey, thanks.
See, I really appreciate the ride.
I mean, I paid him. I tip people too. It's not like I'm just gonna leave them in the black.
The thing is, I don't know. Are you supposed to tip or not? Old Uber used to be included in the price. I don't know if that's still the case.
Well, not really like included in the price. I just didn't tip them. Now it's like you tip them. So it was a big like controversy thing, and everyone was like, "Why don't you tip them?" I used to just like give them cash too sometimes because I felt bad.
I never know.
I mean, I tip my. My Uber's always cheaper than a cab is, so like I took a cab from the airport to your place once, and it was like a minivan, but it fit everyone I needed, but it was literally like $30.
You took a cab from the airport to my place?
Yeah, it was after spring break, and I had a bunch of people, and I just I was just like I was tired. I wanted to get going so I could drive back, and so
you didn't want to deal with the share lane or whatever.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Charlie lives. Like, three minutes.
Three miles from the airport, and it's like all interstate driving.
Yeah, and it's like it's really quick, and it was kind of expensive for a really short drive, but that's why I never feel bad like tipping. I took a 5 a.m. Uber from my place, which is 30 minutes from the airport, and it was $40.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
I do. But I just don't know. I'm very flustered. Whenever, in almost any situation, like at the pizza place I go to get pizza, they have a tip line on there. But it's not a restaurant. You can't even dine in. There's no option to dine in. So I'm literally, I go pick up the pizza. So there's no delivery thing or anything.
No, I don't tip on. Don't tip on.
Yeah, I feel like I shouldn't tip. All you did was go online, see my order, and put it in the oven.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely with you on that. You don't tip on a pickup.
And I feel so bad because I strike out the line for tip. I'm like, this feels weird, but like you didn't do anything.
Or just write the total a little bigger and act like you didn't see it.
No, I.
Okay, but that's the same thing as like when they flip over like the square thing. They flip over the iPad and tell you to like tip, and then you're like, dude, don't look at me while I do this.
Don't look at how much money you're going to get from me. Jeez, privacy.
I don't want to give you any money for fucking pouring my literal, just my coffee. I didn't like get a special drink. I got like a $2 coffee. I feel
bad. Yeah, don't do that at Starbucks.
No. Well, you can like pay on your phone now at Starbucks, so you don't have to interact with people, so that's kind of nice.
I've never done that before.
I got rewards just because there's one by my work, and I figure I might as well if I get that. And then I got it, and I didn't go to Starbucks for like 2 weeks. It's like, all right, well, today was my first day going to Starbucks after, like...
Yeah, I might go once a month, probably. Yeah,
I don't go very often, but every now and then I forget to make coffee or, like... I need an extra one.
A weekend exclusive thing. I never go during the week. We have it at work, though. I get Starbucks at work.
Wow, good for you guys.
I get the off-brand stuff.
I get the cheap stuff.
It's cheaper.
I'm with you. We just... we have, like, a Keurig.
We just have a bunch of chefs to make it.
Yeah, we're really we sell energy like solutions to people. And
do you have free coffee at your office? Or you have to like supply your own K cups?
People supply them, so I haven't paid for a coffee yet.
They just keep reappearing.
But yeah, I probably should donate to that pool here pretty soon. But no, yeah, like at my old office, we used to get it all the time. It was great. We got free soda too.
I know that was kind of like a thing. I kind of wish mine. But like, I can't complain because I have a full cafeteria that serves really cheap breakfast and lunch. And
true,
so...
True. That's like those engineering places all have like the really cheap like just like steak and potatoes type.
I get a burger and fries for $4.99.
That's what I'm saying. And when I interned at like Caterpillar or Ziegler or whatever, and literally they had the same thing in the cafeteria. Like you walk in there, it's a bunch of guys in like jeans and steel-toed boots. I felt very out of place usually because I'm wearing like...
We hire some company to do it.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Yeah. It's great.
I have a pet peeve real quick. I have a real quick pet peeve.
Yeah.
I was at a bachelor party this weekend. It was a lot of fun. Good times.
It was a lucky lady, Grant.
But not my bachelor party. for my cousin. And
I didn't miss it.
We went to an all-you-could-drink brewery tour, and there was a lady during the middle of this like funny safety video. The whole time she's like nodding her head and like shaking her head no very aggressively, as if to only agree with what the like what the safety video is saying. And
I'm a big head nodder, so continue.
I'm not against agreeing with what they're saying, but do you have to be so adamant when they're just trying to be like funny and tell you like safety rules before we go on this like?
Great. As someone who works for a safety compliance firm, safety is no laughing matter.
I'm not saying safety is laughing matter.
There's no such thing as a fun safety video. This was serious business, I can only assume.
We get bonuses if we meet our safety goals, so safety is important to our company too, but
I don't think you get how serious this is, Grant.
I even had to cancel a meeting. I was supposed to have a meeting tomorrow. I had to reschedule a meeting because we're not supposed to drive tomorrow because it's going to be icy.
I was going to say that you shouldn't drive. It's not a good idea. I'll be driving to work though, so.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take the train. It'll probably be like ice off the racks. Ice off the tracks. The racks too. Anyway.
Do you see they're lighting the train tracks on fire during the polar vortex?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
I was a big fan.
I watched that for like 4 minutes, just fire.
All right, well, this has just been us shooting the shit for a little bit. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, safety is important, and just don't nod your head too hard because you might like shake.
I want to see that you recognize safety is important.
It's just her facial expressions really got me. I was like, do you have to be so...
You are so flustered.
Dude, it was driving me crazy. It might have been like the 4 beers I had before that, but still. So we have an interesting podium for everyone today.
Get your Kleenexes ready.
Kleenexes are going to be very good. I don't think we need them. No, but honestly, this will be interesting. Our podium is the worst times or places to get bad news. So like,
I'm gonna throw in there or ways.
I like that. So yeah. Literally just the worst thing, the worst bad news opportunities. Worst opportunities for bad news.
You can go first.
All right.
I want to see where you're going with this before I start.
I'm going to go first because Charlie likes it. But today I was on the train and I saw some guy having like a very intimate conversation. And it is packed inside this train. Like I had waited for 3 trains before I got on this one. And I get on and this guy's having a very intimate conversation. And he's like trying like to make sure people aren't really like paying attention. So what I thought was on the L, like imagine if you got like a really shitty call on the L and someone calls you and you're just like, what? No. And then you have to like run off the L at like a random stop and like get into Uber because you don't want to be surrounded by a bunch of people you don't know and like start breaking down or something.
Yeah, I had on train / plane.
You can't really get bad news on a plane though.
I've gotten calls on the plane before.
Oh, dude, badass.
You're on the tarmac.
Okay, but then before it takes off would be the worst. But then
you can't do anything. Like you're stuck there.
Arrest me. Take me off this fucking plane.
I gotta get out of here. There's a bomb. No bomb. Yeah, okay, so yeah, I had that one. My first plane train. Dang it, I'm running out of ones fast. Okay, I'm gonna start with how you receive it. You know, I'm gonna say like it over voicemail.
Ooh, yeah, never leave a bad voicemail. Like a voicemail saying like,
call me back.
Oh, your dog died.
Call me back.
Yeah. Although I will say when someone says, hey, I have some really important stuff to tell you and it's like someone's close to you, like, please call me back. You're like, oh fuck, I don't want to make this call.
Yeah, but I'd still rather have that.
I agree. I mean, you still get your, but you're like, your stomach drops to your balls and then you kind of freak out a little bit. Sure.
Make sure you don't have testicular cancer.
My next one was like in a public bathroom. So like if someone calls you, if someone calls you and like you feel like you have to answer, they call you like twice back to back. And
yeah, no, so I'll still say, hey, I'm taking a deuce right now. I'll call you back in a second.
I feel like I'd have to pick it up. I'm just imagining like if my mom called me and she called me twice back to back.
Super Bowl. I'll call you back.
I would pick it up and then I'd be like, wow, this was the worst place. Like I'll never come back to this bathroom ever again. Like I imagine like airport bathrooms for some reason, just because I feel like that's the most likely place for me to be stuck.
Yeah, interesting. This one at work.
Yeah, but I get a lot of bad news at work too.
I'm talking like bad news.
Okay. We're not gonna say any kinds of bad news because that just jinxes things.
Bad news.
But yeah.
Because then, like, you're gonna have the leave probably, and like you're probably just gonna like you're gonna make some noise probably on your way out, or like so if you're at your cube, like I don't know, if I'm talking on my phone, 30 people can hear me.
Yeah.
A normal conversation. So it's like boom, they all know something's up, and yeah, then you gotta go talk to your boss like, hey, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I would just use like the Skype message and be like, yo, I'm out, gotta go, catch up later. But yeah, no, that is a pretty bad one. Luckily,
then
though,
then you have to have your commute back.
Oh.
And you're probably by yourself then.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
I mean, this could pretty much just describe any bad news, but like,
I'm calling the booter. And then you like have to like go someplace.
I need to sit in the front seat. Yeah. I need to talk.
Can we talk?
Really need a therapist.
You imagine right now. You imagine driving for Uber and then just someone comes in, and we're talking about Uber a lot today, but someone just comes in and sits down with you and is like, I need to talk. And then you're like, okay.
someone opens the front door. We need to talk. I'm like, not this second time today. First the girlfriend, now you. Come on.
Come on. My last one was.
Don't steal mine.
At the grocery store?
You didn't steal mine, okay.
At the grocery store, I feel like you're just enjoying yourself. Kind of, I enjoy going to the grocery store sometimes. I don't enjoy going too much. But when I go to get food, I don't like hate being there. So you're like kind of enjoying yourself, walking around, looking at oranges. And then next thing you know.
Here's my thing though. Not trying to stereotype here or anything, but the major demographic of people who go to the store are mother-type figures.
Oh, I like it. And then you can just go give someone a hug, and then you get kicked out of the store.
I feel like it wouldn't be the, like, there's one of those, like, 60-year-old ladies, her kids have grown up and moved on, and she just kicks back into that natural, like, mom mode and sees you struggling. She's going to give you a hug and tell you it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not in Illinois.
Maybe not in Chicago. I might be in the wrong place for that. Back in Des Moines, though, they'd be everyone would be giving me a hug. Someone would probably pay for my groceries.
I was gonna say I probably like know like half the people in there anyway. But.
Yeah, yeah. But it's true. I do like that rebuttal there. That wasn't bad.
Think about.
What's your last one?
The middle of a first date.
Because
it's like that you. Because it's like this is just the call to get out of it, and it's like the middle of the first date is going well.
Yeah, a good first date.
So like, yeah, that person probably thinks it's just the call, the SOS call from the friend, but no, and then like they see a side of you you probably weren't ready to show.
Yeah, you're like, hey, shit, I gotta go. Let me just whip out my credit card really quick because I have to leave and like pay this as fast as possible because I have to leave. Like, I would start like freaking out. Oh man, that would actually be very bad.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about this more and more, and I know how exactly like how I'd react to bad news. I would just be like, hey, gotta go. This is really awkward. I don't really want to talk about it, but bye. Or contrary, first date's going really well. First date's going really well, and you get a hug.
You see the vulnerable side.
You get that nice motherly hug. Well, unless you're into guys like Charlie, you know, brotherly hug.
I like hugs.
It's 2018, 2019. What year is it?
What's wrong with a hug?
Nothing. My last one was very similar to that, though. It wasn't my last one, but my honorable mention. My honorable mention was just like at the bar.
I was gonna say, like, second date.
Well, I think second date would probably be all right, but at the bar, and you're like, you got to be like 5 or 6 beers in. At the bar, like watching a game of some sort.
Were you at the uncontrollable weepy phase?
We're just like, oh no, and then like you're with like a friend or something. They're like, oh shit, and then you literally bring everyone's day down.
Yeah.
It's happened before, and I've been there when that stuff happens before, and you're just like, whoa.
You just like sit there and you're like, we're not allowed to have fun anymore, are we?
Yeah, like, can we just all go home now? Like, I feel so bad. Everything hurts.
For other reasons, but yeah.
Yeah. And then you can't drive anywhere because you've had 6 beers, so you have to just like put up with whatever's going on wherever you are.
There is no escape.
Oh, that's the ultimate escape room challenge. We just get people drunk and
get then, bad, just and then, lock them in a room and give them
and
bad
then news. Tell them bad news for a pretty long time. I think that'd be a good one. I like that.
Edward Torturous Deviants.
Yeah, anyone who steals that idea, just like write us a check for like $100,000.
Just all your monies.
Yeah, however many monies you get. All right, we're gonna jump into our next section here, and it should be pretty exciting. All right, now we have a really special portion. We're cutting the interview today, and we are sharing.
We're gonna become the people we don't like.
We don't like these people, unless you are these people, unless we still like you, because you haven't pushed your views upon us yet. But just a little bit. Horoscopes or zodiac signs or whatever they are. Charlie and I are gonna read each other's zodiac signs and just describe how wrong they might be about each other. You wanna go first?
Yeah, I'm going to go first. Grant, you are technically a cusp sign.
Nice.
You have all the traits of a Virgo. Ooh, nice. And some of the traits of a Leo because of, you know, how it works. I don't know.
Cool.
But people born cusp. On your birthday,
cusp.
For privacy I'm not going to say, are unfailing and honest. They are little nitpickers in most life aspects, but this is only because they want to stay away from the ignorance and extremes. They need to be taken in consideration that they can be quite opinionated when they feel the need to support a certain bullshit. Cause. They are convenient, but interact best with people who they perceive to be similar status.
Status is very important to me.
Positive traits: introspective and kind-hearted. Natives have a domestic and unfailing nature. They seek the cohesion of a peaceful family. Virgo people are usually avant-garde, but also keep a grain of realism in their courageous projects. Those born under the sign are also organized and circumspect. Negative traits.
Circumcised?
Circumspect.
Oh, sorry.
Negative traits. Learning to stop overthinking and let go and chill from time to time is one thing Virgos need to do. Dude, just relax.
I'm working on it.
Those born on this day are overly belittled and nitpickers and usually destroy their self-sureness and personal esteem. They are sometimes biased, and anyone who commits even the littlest mistake, they rarely forget an excuse other than that. They are sometimes too unconvinced. They literally have no clue where to head at.
Damn. That.
And your motto? I analyze.
Dang. Well, I was a bad friend when this started, and I just forgot Charlie's birthday, and it just happened. So, Charlie, before I get going, I actually had a comment because I had to look this up again because you kept reading this. It was really nice.
I don't want to plagiarize. That was all from thehoroscope.co.
Love it. We should use the same website. That would have really meshed well. But I found another random website. I felt a little personally attacked because you're not of my status, and you were telling me what I am. So
you're right, you're below me.
Got me, peasant. Yeah, I really don't like these things, but they're really weird. If your birthday is blank, you're a Sagittarius. That's obviously you.
Sagittarius.
You're a I think that's how you say it.
I don't know. Yeah, that's how you say it. Yeah.
It said you have a great deal. You have a great deal on his or her plate. Naturally friendly and possesses a big heart. So you got a big heart. Set goals and are extremely ambitious. Somehow you remain humble in all the madness. Being optimistic and flexible, the December birthday. personality shows great temperate and attitude. However, you are a go-getter, but you're kind of fickle.
I like that word.
I mean, you may switch projects in the middle of doing one and leave it unfinished. Sometimes you have to put your hands on the pot a little to get... you got to put your hands in the pot, sorry. A little to get things going. But for the most part, it's to keep from being bored out of your mind. You're a curious individual. This actually might be true. You love the history and bio channels. Your friends say that you're a walking knowledge bank. That's not really true. Games like Jeopardy are easy for you because you, but occasionally provide a challenge. You like games of chance that offer risk? This is really not you at all. Oh, this is a good one. This is definitely you. You enjoy hope or social hours at the local bar and grill. Actually, people show up just to see you.
Oh, yep. Life of the party.
You're usually the one who gets all the attention. Yes, you have natural abilities that seem to attract or lure others to you. Oh, shit. When I was reading another one, it said that you're like a risk taker. You're social. You're a natural communicator, but only to a captive audience.
I like that. So that
kind of works in this scenario right now because we have a captive audience that I guess could hang up on all of this, but natural communicator. Warm, friendly, and charming. I don't know where charming comes in, but the rest of it's okay.
Don't grant. I got the audience hooked. Dude. We're set.
Locked. They are locked in.
Hook, line, and sinker. Yeah. Let's go.
None of that really made me feel anything.
Anything is so ambiguous. Yeah, there's pieces. Pieces, yes. Pieces, no. Pieces, eh. And then, like, the pieces you want to be true, so you just say they're true. And then
I think we should just start writing our own. Like, Charlie, like, just be as ambiguous as possible. Like, you are a male. you like to go out and have fun with your friends.
You like to go out, but also have a good night in.
Yeah, but exactly. You like to do it all.
you like to have fun in any way possible. No, you like to have fun in the most fun ways to you.
You enjoy occasional drinks. Sometimes you drink too many. Sometimes you don't drink at all.
But you also like water.
You drink a lot of Gatorade, but you don't always drink Gatorade. Like, sometimes you have a Powerade. let's start writing our own horoscopes.
We should just start. Anyone wants their horoscope read, we'll create a horoscope for you.
We will do it. It'll take me like 10 minutes. So it will be very easy.
Yeah. I'll crank it out.
All right. We'll be right back with Sports 90. Charlie is going to do another Sports 60. We haven't done this in a while, but he is going to explain to everyone how lacrosse works.
Yeah. I mean, I've been an expert in lacrosse for many years now.
Many.
So let's keep that in mind.
He didn't just spend the last 15 minutes looking up how lacrosse works.
I'll try to dumb it all up for you. Dumb it all down for you guys.
No way. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Set. Go.
Object of lacrosse is a score, a point, by shooting a ball with your lacrosse stick into the goal.
Shit.
Pretty simple, right? Yeah, each team has 10 players, one goalie, 3 defensemen, 3 offensemen, and 3 midfielders. The defenseman can only stand the defensive half of the field, and your 3 midfielders can rotate. They can go, they play both sides. Let's see.
Wait, so how many players in the field?
10, total. 3-3, one goalie.
Okay.
You shoot, score. There's penalties. Penalties are usually served for 30 seconds or 1 minute. Some penalties are unnecessary roughness, cross-checking, slashing, illegal body check, holding, offsides. There's you have 20 seconds to get the ball across midfield when you get possession in your defensive half. And some leagues have a 60-second shot clock. You have to shoot. Wow, that was fast. This is just I forgot how quick that is.
Yeah. You also forgot, like, I don't know a lot about it, but doesn't the ball have to always be moving?
No.
When they're cradling it, it has to always be moving?
Maybe. I mean, yes. I don't know.
Pretty sure. Anyone that's our lacrosse expert, I think we just debunked that Charlie's not. That's a little embarrassing, but we'll let it go. We haven't done Sports 90s in a while. I think my favorite was when you described polo.
I described how to play polo.
Didn't you?
I don't think I did. I don't know how to play polo.
I'm going to have to go through the archives and find out. Now we have 48 episodes to go through.
I know how to wear polo.
Yeah, we all do. carefully. but, yes, that was interesting. I still know nothing about lacrosse, and I don't play. My favorite thing about lacrosse, though, I will say, I, like, turned it on one time. It was on ESPN because I was waiting for, like, the basketball game to come on afterwards. And they're describing all these players, and they're just, like, washed-up athletes from other sports. Like, oh, he used to play D1 hockey. This guy used to play D1 basketball. This guy used to play D1 football.
Super Bowl champ Ben Hogan used to play lacrosse.
All right, cool. I mean,
there's one.
There's one for you. There's one. Yeah, that was.
I wish I had another crack at that one. I regret that one the most.
Yeah, I regret that you did a little bit too, but I hope our viewers liked
laugh.
Watching it.
Look, get a good laugh out of that.
Our viewers.
Because if you have listeners, Grant, come on.
Yeah. If anyone can't tell, this one's going a little off the rails. We're going to have a quick energy moment. Ready? Woo! All right.
Woo!
Well, on that note, let's go to quotes.
Okay. Grant, that is the way the cookie crumbles. But almighty.
That should have been the last quote right there. When
that's how the cookie crumbles, Grant. That's how it crumbles.
When the facts change, I change my opinion. What do you do, sir? John Maynard Keyes.
Sounds like he's a terrible debater.
No, he just changes his opinion.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. All right, everyone. We'll see you next Tuesday.